Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Greg of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Greg?
Hi, Matt. I always enjoy your show. I look forward to it every day. And, you know, you're talking gerrymandering, but could you tell us, could you break it down in layman's terms what gerrymandering basically is and how that works, that they can, Democrats can get more votes but less power? Can you break that down in the layman's terms, how they do gerrymandering?
Sure. And by the way, gerrymander, there was a guy named, I think Elger Gerry, or Gerry, G-E-R-Y, in Massachusetts, and he came up with about 200 years ago, and it looked like a salamander. It was just so that he could get the benefit, and so it was shaped like a salamander. It went through the whole state of Massachusetts real skinny with these little bulges. And so the political cartoonist called a gerrymander, in other words, a salamander that looked like benefit for Mr. Gerry. Well, here's what they do. It's called packing and cracking, okay? And I'll give you two examples. If you know Sheboygan County and Greene County, my folks lived in Sheboygan County for decades, Random Lake, little town in Sheboygan County. My wife grew up in Monroe and Greene County. Both of those, if you just had those counties in districts, would be pretty even. You know, they tend a little red some year, a little blue some year, and you'd have much stronger candidates running. The ones that won would be much better legislators. Instead, they're both gerrymandered and divided up seven ways from Sunday to scoop out Democratic and Republican votes in different ways. And here's what happens. The Republicans are doing it here, but in New York and, say, Illinois, the Democrats would do it. Let's say you have roughly even numbers of Republican and Democratic votes in the state. So they configure a few districts to be Democratic districts, and they're like 80 or 90% Democratic. They dump all the Democratic votes in there. So you take a look at Milwaukee, the central city. You take a look at the city of Milwaukee, gerrymandered by the Republicans to gobble up a lot of all the Democratic votes. And Madison's the same way. You look over there, your state senators get 80% of the vote. A lot of those are wasted votes. They don't need that to elect them. But what happens is then in the Republican areas, they will just put in enough Democrats to bleed them off, but they'll have majority Republican. So it'll be like a 60-40 district or a 55-45. So the Democratic districts are like 80-20. And the Republican districts are like 55, 45, 56, 44. And you may say, well, a good candidate can overcome that. And the answer is, Greg, very rarely. It happened in two instances over here in Milwaukee. There's a gal named Deb Andraka who got elected in the North Shore of Milwaukee, which they thought was going to be Republican. But Shorewood and Whitefish Bay, parts of Mequon, have started to turn a little bit blue because they're disgusted with Trump, and she got in. There's a woman in Brookfield, same thing. But these are bedroom communities in Milwaukee, highly affluent, highly educated, who got tired of Trump. But by and large, what you'll have, if you look at Democratic districts around the state, they pack the Democratic votes into a few districts. So they're wasted. You don't need an 80-20 or a 90-10 district. You have 90-10 districts in Milwaukee. 80-20, 90-10, you don't have that kind of stuff. But what you do have, Republican districts where they don't pack theirs in 80-20 or 90-10. They only distribute their Republican votes like, you know, 55%. So it's 45% Democratic. Those Democratic votes aren't enough to overcome it. So in the last election, the last couple of elections, believe it or not, in the last couple of elections, the Democrats sometimes get more legislative votes statewide, but the Republicans get two-thirds of the assembly seats, two-thirds. And the reason they do that is because the Democratic votes are all wasted. They're packed, so to speak, into a few districts that just are oozing Democratic votes. Take a look at these two state senators in Madison, or the two that are right there in Fred Risser's old district and then over in Monona. You can't elect a Republican there, so what? You gobble up 80% Democrat those votes, if they bled out a little bit in the suburbs elsewhere in Dane County, and then or even beyond that, could turn some red districts blue. They could. And in Milwaukee, the same thing. You know, our Republican areas of Milwaukee are Franklin, Hales Corners, Greenfield, Greendale, those kinds of areas in the southern suburbs. If you, instead of having 80-20 districts in the center of Milwaukee, you put a lot of those votes into that, those other districts, they'd be 50-50. My goal, my suggestion is 50-50. And we'll take our chances. And in a 50-50 district, if you can't make it, then you didn't have as good a candidate. But if you, we had 50-50, they wouldn't have 2/3 of the votes in the assembly. So, Greg, that's what it is, packing and cracking. They pack the Democratic votes in a few districts, and then they crack counties apart. Sheboygan and Greene County are great examples. They're 50-50 counties, Democrat, Republican, roughly. And yet right now, you get a couple of, especially in Sheboygan, you might get a Democratic seat and then a bunch of Republican seats. The objective is to have experts, retired judges who are considered fair, maybe retired federal judges, and then people, maybe a statistician or a political scientist from a faculty, and they're told, do not try to benefit any party. Keep communities of interest together. Wherever possible, keep them together and make sure that as far as possible, you distribute votes evenly. Now, there will be some Republican districts. There will be some Democratic districts. Anyway, I get it. And you look at the Congress right now, Ron Kind, his district was supposed to be a Democratic district because they gerrymandered it. So of the 8 congressional districts in Wisconsin, 5 were gerrymandered to be Republican, 3 Democratic. His went for Trump, and he barely held on to his seat by 3 points because he's a hell of a fine congressman. So it's possible if you get a tsunami for the other party, that's going to overwhelm this, and it's fine. If you had fair maps, if that's what the electorate wants, that's fine. But that's not what the electorate wants in general, to be packed and cracked. So there you have it. Thanks very much for calling in, Greg. One good piece of news, the clerks in Milwaukee County and now Brown County on Friday refused to turn over their voting machines and ballots to Janelle Branchen, the right-wing Republican member of the assembly from Menominee Falls, who put out these illegitimate subpoenas. They're not going to do it. Now, if Gableman and Voss send them out themselves, I want those two clerks to stand tall. I want those two clerks to stand tall and take that to court. Do not turn over the voting machines. They'll have to be scrapped. And if you turn over things like passwords and so forth, that's going to jeopardize future voting with any machine produced by that manufacturer. So there you have it right now. Don't turn over ballots. There's a federal law that says you can't do it for 22 months after the election. Does anybody care about federal law? I mean, where are the prosecutors? Where are the prosecutors turning this stuff over? But these two clerks stood call. Great show, great call-ins. Coming to the end of the show, stand by for some terrific programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate, Earl Ingram, The Earl Ingram Show. Great evening programming, great weekend programming, capped off by Pizza Box Mike. Thinking Outside the Pizza Box by Pizza Box Mike. Matt Flynn Direct, signing off for today.